This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They say a picture can tell 1,000 words. Well, I watched a video report that David Knight filed this morning that's up on Infowars.com of the Pope being guarded by federal, state, local police, the military, but also the Border Patrol. Border, of course, existing is evil, according to the Pope and his United Nations One World Government doctrine. So we'll be playing that video report coming up. It's on Infowars.com. Very, very telling. So I guess they can be the new Swiss guard for his papal excellency. I was at the gym this morning for about an hour and a half. I walked in. I got on an elliptical to warm up. And they had all the TVs on with the Pope about to speak, with Obama speaking. And so instead of listening to music, I sat there and watched it. And it was obscene. The stunts. Oh, he didn't ride in a limo. He rode in a Fiat. That's just product placement for Italy. Fine. And, oh, he's a man of the people. He doesn't want you to have air conditioning or running water. And that's moving forward. And it's not good to be prosperous. It's bad. He gave that speech in Cuba. How good it is to be poor. How it makes you a greater person. Well, statistically, that's not really true. Yes, if you're ultra-rich, you tend to be more corrupt on average. Christ was absolutely right when he said it's easier for a rich man, or it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get into heaven. Of course, he was pointing directly at the gate, one of the smallest gates in Jerusalem, that a camel would have to get on its knees to go through, because it's only about 5 feet tall. So see, all of this is in context. But just selling the idea that prosperity and wealth itself is evil is cultural warfare. It is class envy. It is classical cultural Marxism 101. And it's always from Warren Buffett or the Pope or David Rockefeller or the Queen of England. It's always some organization and some organizational leader controlling trillions and trillions and trillions of untold dollars and euros and land and banks and private jets and helicopters and palaces, lecturing people that they can't have prosperity, as if prosperity itself is inherently bad. The new prosperity is hating yourself, austerity, and not having anything, while the elite are tax exempt and live in the equivalent of modern Elysium fields. You don't hear the Pope criticizing Saudi Arabia for its incredible separation of haves and have-nots in a command and control economy, where fraudulently the royal house has 95% of the wealth. 95%. You don't hear from the Pope that since we went into a collectivist world system, that the West has gone from having, depending on which sector or which area, roughly 5% of the population with maybe 30, 40, 50% of the wealth, depending on what era. Now it's 1% with more than half. So the more collectivist it gets, the more ultra-rich you get, and the more giant masses of poor you have, which is why you've always got monopoly men like Pope Francis engaging in class warfare, saying, let's redistribute wealth, because they want to control all the wealth, because it's a weapon against their monopoly. I mean, look at these sickening headlines. White House compares president to the Pope. They say in the Washington Post and other publications that Obama is basking in his aura, the Aura of Sauron. Faithful facing wave of religious freedom challenges and more. Stay with us.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to do something today that I haven't done successfully in more than 15 years. I've been on air almost 21 years. And early on in talk radio, before I went to this television setup, I would have a big bank of calls directly in front of me with flashing lights and a screen right in front of my face where I would see the callers, and then I would just go to one after the other. Sometimes I'd rant for an hour or 2 hours. Sometimes I'd have a guest on for an hour or 2 hours. But most days, most nights back then, I was a talk show host at night, I would take sometimes 100 phone calls. And when I've attempted this the last few years, I've gotten a little bit better. I'll take 30, 40 calls if I really try during the whole show. But I think today we've got Peter Schiff coming on about his accurate prediction that they would not up interest rates. We'll have open phones on economics with him. But I think it's important in the first hour and the third hour today to take a lot of phone calls on the Pope. What do you think of his visit? But so we can get to callers, just don't thank me, and just please get specifically to what you think of this Pope, what you think of this visit, make your point, I'm going to go to the next person. That way we can get to all of you. It's not a slight on anyone, it's an act of respect that I would try to control the show more and actually go to your calls. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Oh, and one last proviso, first-time callers in the first few rounds, then we'll have a free-for-all coming up in the second and third hour, 800-259-9231. We have a clip we're going to be playing. Pope Francis says climate change cannot be ignored, and he calls it air pollution, water vapor, and carbon dioxide. Two elements of the carbon cycle. Without those two elements, we would have no life on terra firma, this planet. The third rock out from the sun in this solar system. We need water, we need sunlight, we need carbon dioxide, water, sunshine, ladies and gentlemen, and of course oxygen. And they are attacking two of the four legs of the stool. And only abject, total, mindless ignorance could bring us to this point. I was in the gym this morning, and I was watching a whole bunch of people, because they had all the TVs for whatever reason, focused on the Jesuit socialist / Marxist Pope, clearly acting like he's this big, deep, smart person, and sitting there in his white robes for his great purity, shelling dehumanization, deindustrialization, and genocide. Those aren't words. That's what he's doing. To usher in the one world government and its capstone, a global carbon tax. To track and trace every movement we make, to tax every movement we make, and to totally control society and to selectively enforce the takedown of all human activity. Because if you tax what humans exhale, as the New York Times said a decade ago, a tax on breathing. And if you then tax water vapor, saying it's evil, and tell folks it's pollution, why, you can get away with anything you want. It really is unprecedented. In fact, let's just go to this clip of the Pope praising President Obama for the bill they introduced yesterday to further accelerate the shutdown of what industry we have left. Let's understand something. Spain, Germany, the UK, Australia, and the United States, as well as Canada, are the world leaders in turning off carbon dioxide and water vapor. And we're also the world leaders in losing our industrial base. It's crippling us. China, India, Mexico, and 160-plus other third-world countries make zero cuts and don't even put scrubbers on their power plants or factories and are spewing pure death particulate into the air. And they'll do particulate tests sometimes on the news and go, yeah, there's a lot of lead, mercury, arsenic in the air. Must be our power plants. Must be our air. They know full well the jet stream that comes in, goes right over China, picks all that up, and dumps from the middle of New Mexico to the middle of Louisiana, and central Texas is the prime center of the toilet bowl. In fact, I really ought to move my family out of here. Talk about killing myself to live, and I love Texas. Everybody's like, oh, the allergies are horrible. I was born here, but now I'm sick all the time. I can't breathe. Because China literally uses us as a porta potty. I mean, the studies are there. Look up. Jet stream from China dumps over Texas. The prime quadrant, the center of the bullseye, is Austin, Texas. Because the jet stream comes in low from 30,000, 40,000 feet and then dumps in point blank. It moves back and forth, but it dumps between New Mexico and Louisiana. And it's just moving that particular coil of it. It goes all around the world right over us. There's other dump points as well. I mean, the Pope said, let's restrict dirty power plants and listed the toxins and let's, you know, real, I mean, yeah, that's a good Pope right there. Instead, he's like,
The West must do more to cut the carbon emissions and the air pollution. And they use the public's ignorance. Texas always gets haze when it rains in the late spring. My dad's a pilot. He's been a pilot since he was 13. He grew up witnessing it in East Texas. And every time you get up in the morning and it rained during the night, and by noon there's a haze. They get on the news and they say, smog alert. That's why we need all these emissions controls. And the news will say, look at the smog. Yeah, it's smog. When you're in L.A. and there's mountains blocking that bowl. When the settlers showed up from Spain, they wrote about L.A. and talked about the Indians, the natives' fires, creating a haze in the sky. But I don't want to digress off into all of this. It's just amazing to know that what the Pope's pushing is a death sentence. And everything he says is a lie, basically. He comes out and says, I'm not a leftist. But he's going to meet with America's prisoners in prisons and basically say, free them. But he wouldn't criticize Castro and all of his political dissidents, upwards of a half million that are in prison. And they've shut down a bunch of subways and things. You know, he would have flown by helicopter and said, I don't want to create a traffic jam. I'm going to fly by helicopter. But instead, he did the whole big motorcade and shut everything down. But don't worry, he did the stunt of riding in a Fiat. Look, he's a little guy. He's normal. And he was protected by the Border Patrol. They've got them off the northern border now to protect him, which is fitting because he doesn't want us to have a border. But he lives behind 35 and 40-foot and 50-foot walls around the Vatican City. He's got a giant fortress full of Swiss paramilitary guards, hired mercenaries. The Vatican is rumored to have hundreds of trillions of dollars of assets. They admittedly own more property than anybody in the world. Are you seeing the Vatican selling any of that property, quote, give it to the poor? No. It's all meant to sell austerity to us, to train us to be abject slaves. Yeah, and I apologize. You know, I say 35, 50-foot walls. At some point, the Vatican walls are over 100 feet tall, as TV viewers can see right there. That, at that point, it's well over 100 feet tall. Tax exempt. And I got to sit here and hear this slime bag. That's what he is. Of a captured Catholic church, taken over by the pedophiles, blackmailed by the left, and now that they've taken it over worldwide, you're hearing total and complete worship by the media, a basking in his glow, an angel, Christ-like. Oh, he's so wonderful. He's calling for one world religion. Oh, my gosh. Let's go to this sickening clip. Here it is.
As the son of an immigrant family, I'm happy to be a guest in this country, which was largely built by such families. During my visit, I will have the honor of addressing Congress, where I hope, as a brother of this country, to offer words of encouragement to those called to guide the nation's political future in fidelity to its founding principles. I find it encouraging that you are proposing an initiative for reducing air pollution.
Another lie. It's not air pollution. It's carbon dioxide accepting, and water.
Accepting the urgency, it seems clear to me also that climate change is a problem we can no longer be left to a future generation.
Okay. And, bro, is the Earth still the center of the universe? Just asking, because you're the big scientist here. and you tell us what reality is. If he gets his way, a billion people will starve to death in the next 10 years. I mean, it's just a death sentence to the third world. But everyone says we must bask in his glow. I'm going to vomit. We'll be right back.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
My Patriot Supply is making the choice to get prepared easier and more affordable than ever. For a limited time, a 4-week emergency food supply is just $99. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-276-4010 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. Get prepared today. Call 800-276-4010 today for your $99 4-week food emergency supply.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Globalists are making their move right now, their concerted effort to establish a planetary government that taxes all human activity under carbon taxes. The UN admits that over $100 billion has been spent in the last 30 years promoting the idea of global warming. Now, that's been proven to be a fraud. They just say climate change, period. They're the saviors. You live like they say you live, or you are an enviro-terrorist. while they genetically engineer, while they toxic waste dump, while they create chimera species, while they try to play God and literally destroy the planet. We hear nothing from the Pope about baby organ harvesting in America. We hear nothing from him about the big mega central banks looting everyone and being tax exempt. It's all how the public shouldn't have air conditioning and shouldn't have cars. This is to make us poor and totally control us. It is a vicious criminal attack. And that's why the Pope gave his speech in Cuba. You can pull up the transcript in Spanish where he says, the beauty of the poor, the grace of the poor, how any type of wealth is bad, how the poorer the better. Well, that's how the communists want you. The ultra-rich above the law with the Pope, with a completely captured Catholic Church. And folks, people say that John Paul, you know, the second stuff wasn't good. Whatever, he criticized communism. He promoted free market because he promoted family. He promoted not having abortion. People claimed he had been a New World Order takeover, and I didn't go along with that. But let me tell you, this guy is bad news. I mean, he's really bad. He will hurt poor people. And that's the worst part, that I'm going to your phone calls. I was there in the gym this morning, and I watched an immigrant, because I talked to the guy, he's a nice guy, he's here legally, West African janitor, cleaning up some trash cans, wiping some stuff off, and he had such pride looking at Obama and looking at the Pope and just had love in his eyes when those two would slit his throat in a minute if they thought of giving more power. I mean, there's no debating. This isn't my opinion. These are evil, evil men. And they've just got these hard-working poor people with all this austerity talk and how beautiful it is to be poor and we're going to get the rich people and, you know, we're going to redistribute the wealth when it's designed to destroy any avenue they've got to become self-sufficient. It's total plantation behavior. You know who invented the plantations? The Romans. And you know who picked them back up with some of their operations in Latin America, in Mesoamerica, and the Americas? The Jesuits. Most of the other Catholic orders did not keep people as slaves and it actually built people up. I've studied the history in depth. There was abuses here, abuses there, but in many areas it was a force to build up civilization and actually empower people. There were a lot of abuses. I'm not defending it. But comparing it to the Jesuits created communism. Marx and Engels just picked it back up. And I always knew this. I read it in the history books. I understood it, but I didn't think the public could understand the difference between Jesuits and Catholics. There's a lot of different Jesuits out there who aren't in the inner circles that aren't aware of this, who mean well. I know that for a fact. And now, though, you cannot deny that the Jesuits are making a planetary pull for a world government with communist philosophy, with the world elite exempt from it all, the new royalty. I mean, this is an abomination desolation. This is just unspeakably cold-blooded and evil. To watch him sit up there with his hand out to all these poor people, promising them a future, knowing full well under Agenda 21, which he's endorsing fully, it's designed to impoverish. I mean, I'm not getting tears in my eyes right now. It's melodrama. My physical body, my cells, and my spirit literally gets chills up my back, a headache, and I start crying. I started crying on the elliptical, started getting tears in my eyes, and I asked them to turn some of it off, and folks were kind of sick of it, so they started turning it off. It was on 8 different televisions, because they're going to kill 1 billion people with this alone. I mean, 1 billion people. Stalin said one person is one man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die is a statistic. And it's just like, you're not going to hear a word out of them about the millions of kids being harvested. Can't believe I'm saying millions of kids being harvested. A whole bunch of Democratic Party groups came out yesterday and endorsed pedophilia. I mean, they're just moving on every front. God help us. God help us. I mean, They are just taking over. And everything else, forced inoculations. They're announcing our kids belong to them. They're opening the borders. They're just engaged in every evil you can imagine. I mean, these people are Satans. I will say it. Pope Francis is a devil worshiper. I can tell you right now. He wants to kill people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I can't help it. I had a headache. I was upset until I called the Pope a devil worshiper, and now I feel better. Because if he won't talk about the mass harvesting of dead babies, if he won't talk about GMOs destroying God's creation on record, causing incredible mutations in animals that eat it, if he won't talk about how the world government has a plan to carry out eugenics, how the EU is meant to enslave Europe, no, instead he promotes the EU. He promotes carbon taxes. He promotes things that we know are a massive death sentence. Do you understand, folks, that in the third world, if 50% of your income starts going to food above that line, massive starvation kicks in. 40-plus million people starve to death every year. It was 30 million just a decade ago. And if they cut off the carbon to the third world, you will see massive die-offs. So he wants to flood the West with third world populations to politically control them and make them socialist, but then not help those countries. They destroy Libya. They destroy South Africa. They destabilize countries. Not a word about the economic hitmen in Latin America. Not a word about all this. When he first got in 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, he did say there's too much debt. Debt needs to be forgiven by these central banks. But it was, and I was like, that's pretty good. I don't usually like leftists, but that's a, and then it was all just right at front, a little bit of good stuff. And I was like, I don't know about Pope Francis. He might be good. And then now he's just letting us know who he is. It is a death sentence. Yes, I'm for free market. It's not free market if Nigeria in 1949, you can look this up, borrows $1 billion. They've paid over $100 billion in interest on it, and they still owe over $100 billion on it. Is it fair to pay $200 billion on a billion? That's loan sharking. All over the country, they're changing laws where used to you couldn't have payday loans, you know, with 20% interest a week. They're getting rid of the laws. The Republicans are going along with it with the Democrats in places like Arkansas to screw people over. Interest is fine, but there should be laws on abusing poor people. And that's what I don't like. Yes, there are some poor people that choose to be poor who are very austere, very Christ-like. My dad had an older cousin who invented just a very famous piece of computer equipment and made fabulous amounts of money. I'm going to leave it at that. Fabulous. He gave it all to the Salvation Army and drove around in an almost broke-down car ministering to people. He's not alive anymore. Now, that is Christ-like. When the Pope talks about being poor and the spirit of the poor, that's when you choose to be like that. Christ could have been the king of the planet, but he chose to be poor. As an example, to not distract people from the message. But the Pope twists that with austerity that it's so cool to be poor. That's what Obama went to Africa and said, you can't have air conditioning, you can't have cars. Not, we got to make them cleaner, we got to make them better. Just look, you're not getting them. And if you give the Africans cars, and if you give them air conditioning, and if you give them industry, I mean, wouldn't you love it if Africa was big, beautiful hotels and those wonderful lakes and resorts, and you could just jump on an airplane and go there and hang out? But the globalists don't want that. They want on record, it's in the Royal Commission on Population, 1949, to keep them in squalor, to control them, so they can get the resources for nothing. Africa has been held down. And it's the same message. That's what the modern Catholic Church wants. That's what Obama wants. It's what the socialists want, is a bunch of dumbed-down idiots that they control. Anthony, you're here to cover health news. We're going to take calls with me and ride shotguns until Peter Schiff joins us. We're going to cover that health news coming up here in about 10 minutes. I want to go to some calls first. And we've got incredible news we told you was coming. Reuters, intelligent car seat detects driver stress level. I told you 15 years ago that was coming. It calls the police on you when you're tired or stressed. Being federally mandated. Told you that yesterday. It's in the news today. See? I'm just telling you, total battle plan, total admission. They're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. You hear the Pope talking about that. You hear the Pope saying, don't take the Gardasil shot in Latin America. That's going to sterilize most of those girls. People say, Alex, you say there's too many Latin Americans. Let's sterilize them. Wink, wink. No, you don't kill and maim people. You protect them. You build them up. You just don't let the globalists in while they're killing one group of them, use them as a weapon against us. It's called three-level and four-level dimensional thinking, not one-dimensional or smart people thinking two-dimensional. It's like dealing with a bunch of mental midgets. Wake up. I'm not talking to our audience. I'm talking to new listeners. How did I tell you last week? I said, now you're going to see a push for pedophilia. Suddenly, Democrat publications everywhere say it's the best thing since pumpkin pie. Because it's an agenda. I know who these people are. They won't stop till they've got their hands on your kids. If they can't have the baby fighting the scalpel when it's 8 months old, you know, because it wants to live, they're going to get your kid in a dungeon when they're done, okay? It's what they do. Migrant crisis, Euro tensions threaten to trigger catastrophic conflict, experts claim, and warn. We're going to get to that. Fighting for pedophilia, it's now official. U.S. government admits it is a policy to cover up and aid allies in the rape of little boys. Because it's their culture. You see, it's a pedophile's culture that they want to grab your five-year-old out of the backyard. Instead, if your five-year-old chooses, under UN agreements, under what NAMBLA wants, there's this 50-year-old pot-bellied pedophile with a weird, crusty goatee and a simpering voice at your door here to date your five-year-old. And the school's going to teach your kid that that's their right. And they're going to go, Mommy, I want to go with Bob. And you think I'm joking. I'm not joking. And if you don't give your five-year-old the Bob, you're going to get SWAT teamed. They're not playing games. What's the latest thing with Jenner? Will you guys bring me an article on that? Caitlin running somebody over and all that stuff? It's okay because it's a god that did it. Like in Ghostbusters, are you a god? Jenner says, yes. Well, good. Giant ass. So, when somebody asks you if you're a god, you say yes. Okay? So we've got all this going on, and it's just going to get... DA will not prosecute in fatal car crash because it's a god. All right. Tell me your take. I mean, listening to the Pope, it sounded like... I would use that voice for like an evil spider that crawls in people's ears and takes control of them in a movie that once the alien spiders are in your brain, that's what you sound like as the Pope. I mean, you know, I don't want to say he's a PBP, but I'm telling you.
It's a great tonality, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Pope had a great PR marketing strategy. Whoever was on his advisory team was amazing because in the very beginning, he came out and said a lot of really good things that everyone liked. It was universal. It was beyond party lines. You know, we should help people. Oh, my God, this Pope is amazing. How could he say those things? And then he comes here and he's like, we need to come together. It's your fault all these things are happening.
The taxes coming.
And it's interesting, too, because you notice no one actually talks about the solutions. They always blame other people, right? So the Pope and Obama are up there saying it's people that have money in the United States that you're the reason Africa is destabilized. No, I'm pretty sure it's actually people like you that just destabilized Africa.
Was Obama. They blew up Libya.
Absolutely. And they go in and they do bombing runs and they say people in America that make over $50,000 per year are evil. It's like... It's total mental illness. They don't realize that...
Well, they realize they're the ultra-rich class warfare.
Of course. But they don't talk about real injustices. Like, you're talking about these insane pedophile articles. I mean, it's demented. It's absolutely insane. But they're up there talking about things that are global issues, sure, but they're blaming the wrong parties, and they're contriving it and making it all weird and stuff, and Obama's sitting up there just listening and nodding.
Did you see Obama basking in the glow, the media said?
Of course. Well, he bows to the Pope, too. We've all seen that. You know, so time and time again, it reminds us that these people come in and blame us for things that they're doing. And I'm tired of it. I mean, it's just like the banking cartel blaming us for the economy. And you ruined the 2008 economy because you bought houses. Really? Is that what happened? They blame us for everything that they do. And
no, you gave loans and ran scams and gave them to poor people that couldn't pay it. But that was a distraction. That's not the reason for the subprime. It's admitted they sold the same houses 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, in some cases over 100 times in the derivatives market. The central banks did it, not me.
Yep, and it's all fake money. But notice they gut the poor, the actual poor that we care about and actually want to talk about every day. They gut the poor, and then they blame the middle-class Americans. Right? They don't blame.
Yeah, where would the poor be if the middle class wasn't getting their hair cut, wasn't getting their car washed, wasn't getting their yard cut? I mean, it's just insane.
And it's also... People don't seem to understand they're being blamed. We all are part of this class that they're blaming. They're not blaming the 0.001%. They're saying anyone that has anything. Pope Francis is blaming poverty on the middle-class Americans.
It's when every actuary shows wealth, true independent wealth, creates more wealth and makes people around it rich.
Well, they know that, too. But not to mention, they're the ones gutting the poor and then blaming us. It's total insanity. They are doing the exact same things they're claiming we're doing. And it's making a construct of fear and self-blame.
Class warfare.
Exactly. It's class warfare. But they're getting away with it and footing us with the bill. It's a total scam system.
Oh, yeah. It's just insane. Well, I want to do a White House petition to have the White House ask the Pope to give up, first disclose the secret bank accounts and property of the Vatican, rumored to be the greatest in the world, and that they give half of it to the poor.
You know how much secret stuff they have in the Vatican, all this insanity going on over there? They don't even disclose what they even have, relics and everything like
that. They admittedly own the most private land in the world.
Yep. But that's fine. The Vatican is great. Don't you understand?
Well, the Queen of England shoots her mouth off about raising taxes for the poor, and she's the second biggest landowner in the world. I mean, shut up, you witch!
They don't understand that money... Well, they understand.
Hate her, too.
They're blaming us. But with wealth comes great responsibility to actually help people. And you can choose to morally do that.
You can be like Henry Ford and build factories and pay folks enough to buy your car. And I'm not saying Henry Ford was perfect. He had a lot of problems. But he understood an economy that makes everybody wealthy is what would be good for manufacturing and build a civilization. The globalists want to go the opposite against that. They want to shut down civilization and have it be unevenly distributed. Let's go to phone calls. I want to get into your health news here in a moment. Thanks for holding. First up, Mark in Tennessee, you're on the air. Talk about His Lordship, His Excellency. They had horns going, beep, 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 beep. I mean, it's like the royalty had arrived, but I guess he is the oldest, longest-serving, continual, total monarch.
By the way, why is a religious figure on all of our television screens, but at the same time they're trashing, saying that any form of belief is evil and that nothing is real? But, oh, let's worship the...
Oh, it's like they say heterosexual stuff is now bad and evil and families are bad, but pedophilia is good.
Mm-hmm.
So basic Christian values are bad, we're being persecuted, but, oh, this guy, he's fine.
He's great, though, because he says what they believe in. He's the talking...
Well, the reason he's great is they have stuff bigger than the Swiss bank accounts, and the elite put their money in there.
Right, so all Christian values are bad, except when the Pope comes, then he is a worshipful king of all of us, and we should listen to every word he says. Makes sense.
Yep, Mark, you're from Tennessee. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
This New World Order porn that I saw on CBS this morning, they interrupted The Price is Right, you know. Oh, my God.
Did you see and hear the horns?
The perfect ear. Oh, wait, he's got to stop and kiss the baby. Kiss the baby. Oh, my God. Photo op.
Well, he has to kiss it and see if, oh, this is one they didn't chop up at Planned Parenthood.
Kiss him dead.
But, yeah, I just want to say, you know, this is ridiculous. It's like I said, it's New World Order porn. Here you go. Here's this guy. He's going to save the planet.
He is with Obama. I'm going to jump to the next person, Mark. We're going quick to calls here. Let's talk to Nate in Louisiana. Nate, you're on the air. Thank you.
Yes, sir, Alex. Good to be on the show, man. Look, there's a new agenda, a new spinoff of Agenda 21. Agenda 2030 that I missed. I don't see how I missed it because I've been pretty entrenched in this topic. And it's been
The next phase, Agenda 2030 and beyond, from the UN and Club of Rome. Tell folks about it.
Yeah, right. And there's 17 sustainable development points in that agenda, and it's being signed this week in the same weekend that the Pope's going to be here, from the 25th to 27th. So that's
right. This is their big push, and then they're going to ratify it in December. And Obama swears that he will implement it even if Congress doesn't pass it.
There's been a total media blackout of this.
I know. Open world government. We got to get Lord Monckton on. He's going to be in Paris covering it. I'm going to send a reporter there. I don't know if we have the funds to do it. Trying to be a little bit more miserly. Speaking of reporters, we're going to have Jakari Jackson and David Knight reporting in the third hour today on what they've been witnessing. But great point, Nate. I'm glad you raised New Agenda 2030, which is in the next phase of Agenda 21, and that global treaty, 1992. Let's talk to Andy in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I just have two little points I'd like to bring up. One was random DNA swabs by RCMP due to burglary in Stratford, PEI.
Yep, more and more they're teaching people you have no due process across the world.
Well, it's random DNA swabs for a small-time burglary where the guy was cutting open screens in the basement. It's pretty wild.
Well, you know, the FBI, it's on drudgereport.com today, has our story up there. They're merging civilian, you know, when you're a realtor or whatever, and you thumbprint to be a realtor, you're a school teacher, you thumbprint. They're merging non-criminal databases and the ones from Disney World and everywhere, as I warned everybody, this has already been done, with their database. How do you think their face scanning cameras work? They get your digital photo from the driver's license DMV. This is what the National ID card's about, is unifying all this. FBI merges criminal and civil fingerprint database. But meanwhile, on Drudge, is another article about millions of digital fingerprints stolen. And people go, oh, we found your fingerprints. Folks, it's so easy to frame somebody with fingerprints now. Go ahead, caller. Sorry.
Bring up the Pope now?
Yes, talk about His Lordship. His Holiness, yes,
well,
go ahead.
I was wondering if anybody else noticed the CNN glitch at 12:31 when he was in his parade route, but he was supposed to be in the Oval Office. Do you know what I mean?
I didn't catch that, but I guess they're heavily scripting it. What did you witness?
Well, it skipped the whole section of the parade when he was supposed to be in the Oval Office. Other than that, I'd just like to send a shout-out to 1984. 1776. Can you do that for me, Alex? Can you say that?
Sure, brother.
You do.
Yeah, I took my children. I will. I took my children out bowling last night with my cousin and his wife, and the manager came over and was a listener. In fact, I have the photos on my phone. I want Buckley to tweet them. I forgot last night. And he had on his left hand, so you put that out first. The answer to 1984 on his fist is 1776.
Nice.
So it's pretty awesome. He's a big, big bear of a man. And so we're going to tweet that out at Real Alex Jones coming up. Again, sorry to cut you off, Andy. I'm just moving quick to these calls. Let's talk to Steve in Maryland. Steve, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, brother.
I just got a couple little points here. With the Jesuit Pope, you're exactly right on the money. This guy is about as bad as they get. If you research Jesuits, I encourage everyone to do so. But this stuff's been on my mind since last night. Had a dream, and in my dream, you've seen the signs, no justice, no peace.
Yes.
And in the dream, the signs changed, and they said, which get my hair stood up, but it said, no character, no rights. And then I'm like, holy cow, how everything's such an abomination, and the worst parts of humanity are being accepted and pushed. Like you said, demoralize us. And the fact is, no character, no rights. And that's exactly how they'll bring us down through this. But on the Jesuits, they would come into they would start a conflict, keep them apart. And if it looked like they would get back together, then the Jesuit, they would send in a Jesuit to get them to shake hands. And then the credit goes to the Jesuits. And then also, there's about 100 different world leaders throughout history.
I got to jump. But more calls are coming up. We're moving quick.
Brought to you by Lestig. Kick some ash with Lestig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lestig.com.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
To the shores of America, for the first time in history, the Pope set to address the Congress. The mainstream media sworn to destroy Catholic pontiffs and leaders in past, now fall on his feet. Obama basked in the angelic glow.
The rusty chains of prison moons are shattered by the sun. I walk around horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. We lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson.
You want world government? You want medical tyranny? You want forced euthanasia? Forced inoculation? You want state-run media teaching your children that they should want to date when they're 6 years old, 60-year-old, 70-year-old men? You want the Democratic Party to come out openly and say you're a pedophile phobe? If you don't accept it, you're going to get it. And all the other curses that come with tyranny. We'll continue with your calls right into the next hour. Dizzy and Dave and many others, Nick and others that are holding. Gucciardi's going to be with us into the next segment. He's got some health news coming up. Mention what's coming up in that next little segment, Anthony.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about the new superbugs coming out that we've been telling you about that are antibiotic resistant and basically what you can do about them and really what's going to happen ultimately when it starts getting more of a big deal. We're going to talk about the peanut executive that's getting 28 years for apparently knowingly releasing salmonella in his peanut butter and what that means for the future of the food supply. There's some.
And they're saying he may get life in prison. Well, why doesn't Bayer for knowingly shipping out HIV?
Well, there's some serious implications, too, in the supplement world, what that means for the rest of us. Also, talk about what may be the key to keeping unwanted weight off, according to this new study, and how kids are getting juice, one-third of their fruit intake from fruit juices every year.
All right, that's coming up. Briefly, we got some really exciting news. We did a limited run of this at first. It sold out in a week. Childies is back in. This is a big 4-ounce bottle of basically herbs and essential oils. This is the number one national bestseller, private label to us, and we sell it at a little bit lower price. But I'm not going to even say the company. It's just this is, Anthony, tell folks, Childies is now back in. You give your kids a couple of tablespoons of this, one in the morning, one at night. It just absolutely changes, in my experience, their entire mood and outlook. It works like a charm. Tell folks about Childies.
That's right. So the original formula has been sold for 20 years. We tweaked it, added some stuff, made it, in my opinion, a little bit better. It has been one of the best sellers for 20 years, though. I think this formula is even more powerful, though. And it has been sold out for months. I mean, you launched it, I think it sold out in 2 weeks, and we haven't had it for months because it's really hard to make, this new specific formula that we have. And it has things like chamomile.
Lemon. Sorry, I forgot that point. Right. It's a tweak on a nationwide bestseller.
Yeah. So that's like things like lemon balm extract and chamomile. And what's cool is, also, I think in that folder over there, we have some reviews from people that talked about using it for their kids, but they're also using it for themselves. So it's not just for kids. It's made for children. It's made to naturally soothe their brains and kind of relax them a little bit. Because if you think about it, with the television and the insanity and the food additives, kids are more stressed out now than ever before, I think.
Yeah, I had a folder that had the reviews in it. Okay. They can read the reviews in InfoWarsLife.com. I'll try to find it during the break. The other good news is we've got enough brain force in, the ultimate brain pill. Some of the stuff in there is prescription in Europe. Does it naturally give your brain what it needs to operate? It doesn't simulate something so you crash. I take it every day. Folks have seen the difference. You've heard the rave reviews. You can read the rave reviews. Brain Force is 20% off. We're running this for just 1 week. And so is DNA Force. On DNA Force, it is a true nutraceutical. One ingredient in there costs tens of thousands of dollars and a pound, isn't it? I mean, it's just totally ridiculous.
$40,000 a kilo.
$40,000 a kilo. Thank you for reminding me. Teleprompter free. 20% off DNA Force, the ultimate longevity-type product out there. And then, of course, Brain Force, discount of 20%. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We'll hit the health news and Peter Schiff and your call. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-4255. 3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.